USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is taking a victory lap on the bipartisan gun safety bill that he recently signed into law.
This has taken too long with too much of a trail of bloodshed and carnage, but lives will be saved today and tomorrow.
The bill includes expansions to the background check review process, as well as grants for states to implement critical intervention programs. It also backs mental health services for communities and schools. The Texas Department of Public Safety says the Uvalde County District Attorney is preventing the release of a hallway video from a recent school shooting. The Texas House Special Committee investigating the shooting at Robb Elementary School wants the 77 minutes of video showing the police response to the shooting made available for public viewing. USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-279-1717. 800-279-1717. That's 800-279-1717.
Firefighters are continuing to work to protect giant sequoias in Yosemite National Park. With the latest, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry from our West Coast News Bureau.
A wildfire in Yosemite National Park that's threatening some of the world's oldest giant sequoia trees has triggered evacuation orders after growing fivefold over the weekend. The Washburn Fire started last Thursday and has burned at least 2,044 acres by Sunday evening. Nancy Philippe, a Yosemite Fire Information spokesperson, Sunday.
It looks pretty scary, and we're going full force on our suppression tactics.
Several parts of the United States are dealing with record-breaking heat due to a heat dome. At least 10 records were broken across the southwest and central United States over the weekend. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, temperatures hit 105 degrees, surpassing a record that was over 20 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Or for really hard-to-kill bugs, try our new beetle and box elder bug killer. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Look for Maggie's Farm at Walmart, Menards, or at maggiesfarmproducts.com.
President Joe Biden wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post that defends his upcoming trip to Saudi Arabia after critics accused him of ignoring the country's history of human rights violations. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls explains why he disagrees with the president's op-ed.
He'll be hat in hand begging the Saudis to produce more oil because he refuses to here in the United States. What I hope he'd also be discussing is Saudi Arabia's growing relationship with China.
The president encouraged people to continue protesting and called on Congress to legalize abortion access while biking in Delaware on Sunday. Appearing on Fox and Friends First, South Carolina Republican Congressman Nancy Mace explains why she believes this rhetoric will hurt Democrats in upcoming elections.
We've got to be factual here. It was Democrats when Joe Biden was vice president, Obama was president. They had an opportunity with a supermajority. They had the House. They had the Senate. They could have codified and made into law Roe, but they decided not to, and they used it as a juggernaut to fundraise for the last several years.
A new poll says 53% of Americans are ready to send their representatives back to Washington following this year's election. The new Gallup survey is slightly higher than 4 years ago and the same last time a midterm election was held. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.